Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, that's enough of that. Gotta bury it. I don't even want to see it. Hey, Ethan.
Put on a happy face.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right.
My notes down there.
All right, member attendance.
I know, but we're only where I started.
The solicitor is present and all members, all five members are present.
Okay. Well, everybody will review in the minutes, we'll bring them up at the meeting when we can vote on them. And comprehensive plan update.
Sure. I'm gonna go just through a couple items from my last meeting minutes that I provided. I got a copy of the survey from Thomas as well, so I'll go through some of that and we'll talk a little bit about it and how it aligns with what you guys expressed to me last time. And I started to draft actually the comprehensive plan already, but we'll talk a little bit about what's gonna be the best approach to keep moving that forward. So, first thing in my meeting notes here, and we were talking about this the last 10 minutes here, you have that draft zoning map.
I don't want it anymore.
Yeah. So once you get this worked out, I'm just gonna keep dinging you every time we meet. It's really gonna behoove.
As soon as I get it, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, and we'll just try to keep working that in until we get the finalized, adopted, fully done thing.
But I gave you a copy of the 91 map, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. But you're planning on making changes yourself.
We are, yeah. We're probably
going to. But they aren't going to be substantive changes that would affect you to a huge degree, I don't think.
All right. So let me know.
We have,
that's final.
We have areas that are residential that are in the commercial district, so they're going to get changed back to commercial, and then there's some that are commercial that are getting changed back to residential or low growth. That's it.
From my perspective, I just want the right one in this, you know, and I'm sure of course you guys would correct me, but
from what I'm saying is, from your perspective, we're not doing any real substantial changes. They're going to be
sure.
Small,
91, yep. We talked about that draft wellhead watershed map last time, and there was kind of a discussion about adding that 1,000-foot buffer.
We did.
Yep. And you passed that.
And I talked to Tom. He's adjusting the plan to say that it's up to the ordinance, rather, that it's up to the developer to verify all measurements in the field.
Perfect.
And where are we with that? Are we ready to give that to the supervisors?
We can't. They want the map.
Yeah, right. They won't touch it.
So, but last time, happened was we discussed putting that 1,000-foot buffer and that needed to.
But we have the map.
We have the watershed
added. Yep. Yeah.
So if we give them the watershed map with the wellhead distances on it and everything, really that's all they need to see.
Why can't they have that for the watershed?
I think
ordinance.
They can.
Yeah, so Tom just needs to add the buffer. That's right? That's all it needs to happen.
Yeah, he just needs
that watershed doesn't change any of the zoning.
No.
It just adds area protection.
Their only concern was they wanted to overlay the zoning map.
Yeah.
To show where it's
but they wanted the zone. They originally.
But it's
they
not going to change. It,
no,
yeah,
no.
It's not going to change lot lines.
No.
No, I agree with you. I agree.
Didn't want it overlaid on the zoning map and passed as one map. They want a separate map showing the watershed protection areas. So the zoning map and the colors and the view doesn't matter if that's the case.
Right.
They want two maps. Originally, they wanted one map.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Originally, we were trying to give them one map so that it
made
sense.
With an overlay, right?
Yep, just an overlay. But the last thing that the supervisor said to us is they wanted a separate, that's what Mrs. Lewis put it, they wanted a separate map just for the wellhead protection.
Well, that we have.
Well, that you have.
That's why I've been asking the last two.
We did pass that up, though.
Yeah, I thought we did.
We voted on that and passed that up. Because we voted on both.
Yeah, we.
And then we realized, and then we were told after the fact that the zoning map, because I remember.
Yeah, they wanted the zoning map.
Yeah, but I think it's still.
No. Then after that, you called, I assume everybody.
They were.
And said that the county reneged on that, that they're not going to accept it. Then there was 7 or 11.
14 changes on the zoning.
Oh, now there's 14.
Yeah.
So, but we did send up the watershed protection.
But this is why it's good that we add that buffer, we get that map, it's kept separate from Tom. It's still considered a planning overlay, correct? Even though it's not physically so, you're good. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. This is why.
Sounds like we're good.
Should be good.
As long as you send it up and get it adopted.
It's been sent up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just sat there because they were saying, at one point, they were saying they wanted one map.
I was under the impression
that they wanted the zoning map done first. The overlay was to be done separate, but after.
Yeah.
That doesn't change the area.
I understand.
I agree, that's what I was told.
Ultimately, I want it to be recorded. I'd rather not try to push this forward and publish stuff and get,
Absolutely.
We can't get anything.
No, it's not done twice.
At their meeting.
We're getting nothing done.
At their last meeting, they only brought up the zoning map. They didn't bring up the watershed map overlay. And I told them, that's not ready to go yet. You might as well table that. And then from there, that was it. They never brought it up.
They've tabled the wellhead for months.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I don't mean to stir the pot. I'm just trying
to. No, you're not stirring the pot.
No, you're not stirring the pot. We're just having a discussion.
You're helping us get this straight.
We're all aggravated.
Because of this, just so that you realize, because of this back and forth, we spent 2 years where we haven't been able to get anything done.
Okay.
It's frustrating from our perspective.
Yeah.
Because So
they're aware of this comprehensive plan though, right? And they
they're paying you.
Well, yeah, they're the ones they're the ones paying you,
yeah, they know.
Sounds good. The sewer efforts, we talked about that last time. I was gonna reach out to the West Falls Water and Sewer Authority and get what their plans are and get some maps. So I'll do that. I actually haven't had time to do that yet.
Actually, we should have a copy of their plan routes and stuff.
All right. Do you want to provide it to me, or I could ask Rachel? Or do you want me to reach out to them separately?
Nah, I think we'll give you what we have, because that's what they presented to us.
Perfect.
I'm opposed to putting in our comprehensive plan what they propose when there's not a finished product document.
All right, so I'll reach
Everybody's assuming that this is a done deal.
Yeah. I'm gonna reach out to them.
I don't see how it is.
Regardless, and get their most up to date. And then so you know, Kevin, last time we did talk, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to read these notes, but they made me aware that there is gonna be some central sewer and that connections in the township are going to be made on an individual landowner basis and be their responsibility and at their cost. And you'll still offer.
Do it as like a bare bones thing, not by their plan, just that if and at any time central sewage comes through.
I wouldn't want to adopt what they say.
Provided the plan is adopted by DEP. That is yet to be determined.
Yeah, I agree with Kevin. I'm not against putting some language in there that is a.
No, we should have some language in there about central sewage.
Not the specifics of it at all.
I think at this point in time, we should put something that we would be willing to cooperate if there's sewage in the area, or however we want to do it, but. But
no, I think all
to write the document.
All we'd have to really put there is that.
Well, there you go.
If future central sewage came in, it would.
Exactly, and so right now, this is just a draft. sounds like I'll draft some language up like that in the comprehensive plan, and you'll get a chance to read it. And in the end, we can just nix all that if you guys
do something like maybe made available.
Yeah, if it, it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, do something like maybe made available.
If it becomes available in the future,
sure.
Then.
Right. No problem.
See, because we had that statement.
And can we make the? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Can we make like a statement that we're not opposed to anybody hooking up to it, but we're not going to mandate it?
Well, I think
no, but you see, now you're assuming that they're going to approve the plan.
No.
Yeah. No, a plan, not
a plan. A plan, a future plan.
If the line comes through,
right.
if a plan.
Sure.
If it actually comes to fruition.
I think that's what you're looking for, right?
If a plan should come forward.
Yeah.
And central sewage is made available.
We don't want any mention of the plan. I mean, but that's not dealing with reality. The plan is there, but it's not been approved, so. Why don't you do like if a plan is approved and
exactly.
Not mandated?
Yeah, we'll just acknowledge that. Yeah, unless you know, in the few months that we're going to be working on this, you know, if it does get approved and it moves a lot farther and faster,
they've just submitted a 1,300-page document to DEP. It's not going to be approved before we're done with what you're doing.
Because it wasn't approved last time I talked.
Their sewage plan is 1,300 pages.
16.
Yeah, I've seen things go through DEP in 2 days, and I've seen simple things take years.
There is so many inherent problems built within this plan to the naked eye, without even being an engineer, that it's...
It was reviewed by DEP already, kicked back.
What?
It was reviewed and kicked back by the DEP.
Well, the initial review.
The initial review.
But anyway, we're holding this guy up.
No, I'm just making sure I cover what I need to cover.
He meant the lawyer.
Thinking to myself, oh.
The solicitor, we're holding him up.
Just briefly, we talked about quite a few things. Milford Borough having, or excuse me, Township having 100% exceptional value waters.
Does that work? If?
Everybody here was interested in how we would engage the public. And so I went ahead and, like I said, got the survey information. We'll have the draft available and probably hold a public, you know, meeting or hearing. I don't know if we're going to need an additional survey. We'll get into that. There's some good questions asked here and some good information already provided. Y'all pointed out several public spaces that I hadn't noted or hadn't been noted in the previous plan. Talked about traffic and some seasonal stuff, short-term rentals, dispensaries, reusable solar energy, warehouse facilities, and several ordinance amendments that were kind of being considered.
Let's
let me know on that stuff. If stuff is passed or any amendments are made.
So let's talk about what's being proposed now right next door.
Okay.
They're proposing a commercial development with a gas station, a coffee house, and a fast food restaurant.
And retail stores.
And retail. So, and then if sewer goes through, then they want to put 50 age restricted condominiums behind them. So, it was brought up by one of the supervisors, and it really makes a lot of sense that if the housing is really what's funding the project, why isn't that being considered first? The other part is age restricted means we're bringing more old critters like me in, and that means more services. Do we want to encourage something that's going to cost us more money? We need young families like Mike in the township. We don't need more old farts. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
Yeah.
Well, they bolster the community. We're a burden on it. I mean, that's.
And it's that is something true there too, because younger people don't want to stay around here because there's nothing for them. But if we had a nice place for them to live.
Let me finish, and you may or may not agree with where I'm going with this. The other part of it is the fast food there's already too many fast food joints right next to us in Westfall because some of them are already failing. And they're replacing them with others, and they aren't. So what's the advantage to that? The gas station, the fast food, the other stuff, simply is development that they'd like out here and they don't want in the borough.
Yeah.
So why do we want it 2,000 feet away in our municipality?
These are really good points, and some of the survey questions actually ask and give similar information.
So the only property that we have, the only property that we have that's developable in a commercial sense is this piece of property and some of the other stuff up Route 6. Why shouldn't we be pushing this property to be some sort of development that produces what family sustaining jobs? There should be manufacturing.
Light
there.
Industry.
There should be industry there. Mm-hmm. Then it's not going to have the same impact on the traffic. It's not going to have the same impact on providing services, and we don't have a lot of land for that. I'm not talking about a cookie factory where they have people that work for $9 an hour and they bring them in for Patterson. That's not. No, we need. We need somebody that's making chips or engineering firms we need somebody that's going to be getting salaries.
They had the metal fabricator that did appliances one. Yeah.
The survey actually is in line with exactly what you said, high technology. So at this point in the discussion, it sounds like, you know, defining mixed-use development and far defining commercial to an extent might be beneficial.
Mixed use is definitely an issue because we don't handle that now.
Right, and yeah. with mixed use, we want it apparently clear, no matter what we do, that there's got to be, not like the ordinance may say, two parking spots per condo, mm-hmm. but we also want a parking area for visitors, because how many times we're getting calls?
Yeah,
you know, somebody's in my parking spot visiting people next door, you know.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that we need to say no altogether, but do we want more residential development in that sense? Look at what they've done, and let's look at what they've done in Westfall Township. Have you gone over there and looked at that? And what, nobody's talking about what is the increase of the population in Westfall Township since they put 500 units over there or whatever.
There's more than 500.
There's 500 more building, I think.
You know, if we continue to do that, there's the properties that are left in Westfall that come into us. Then we get this next piece of property that's behind us where the school was going to be. Now we have this piece of property. Now we go, you know, maybe we need to make a shift at how we look about what economic development is.
Is there a way of writing it up that the advancement by bringing more people in, density would have to coincide with emergency services and utilities? And
that's exactly right. So I think, you know, we can look in. to adding language that suggests and recommends, looking at the definition of mixed-use development, promoting, you know, and including light industry and some of these items in commercial as maybe more of a primary use, because ultimately you want to encourage what you want to encourage.
Good develop.
And you can't remove, you can't say 100% no to certain things, right?
So, well, no, I'm more realistic than that. Yeah. I understand
so
that.
But I'll take a look at that. I'll take a look at this commercial area and the specific lot, too, and I'll talk with Tom Shepston about how we can kind of, the several recommendations we can make to promote that, because it's an exact line with the survey. It's what people want.
Yeah, because we right now we don't even have ambulance service except for what, half a day.
Yeah.
Well, we have to pay. We pay in.
Yeah, but it's not around the clock.
Yeah.
No, just during the day. Yeah, there's definitely a desire for more services, one including ambulance in the survey. There's also a desire for high technology jobs and construction.
I think you've got full coverage. It's just by mutual aid approach.
But yeah. I believe we're 24. Yeah.
I mean, I know them, the county solicitor, but I mean, we kicked in two mills here. Your ambulance service has improved drastically.
Oh no, and
yeah, but
no
it got killed too. Well, but, you know? Well, when we had Pike ALS, they were 24 hours a day. And when
Pike ALS was a disaster.
Yeah, okay. Yes, it was.
It was a disaster. Yeah, somebody's lucky she didn't go to jail. Mm-hmm. No,
still not.
Leave that alone.
Well, the thing is what, like Kevin says, with the population increase, that I mean, we don't have a paid ambulance corps, but the costs to the township still go up because, you know, the volunteers, they're gonna, like Milford, we donate to the Milford the fire department.
Yeah.
Well, if they start doing more calls in this township because there's more people, then our, you know, they're going to ask for
the
more.
The days of volunteer service are over.
Well, that's it too.
That's the big problem.
Yeah. When the chief comes in and we give him whatever it is, $20,000, and then he comes in the following year and says, "Yeah, that was nice, but that's nowhere near enough because we're doing twice as many calls in your township. We'd like a lot more money to cover that." It's going to cost. People think that it's not going to cost the township money. It's gone. That's how it's going to work. It's not traffic lights and road signs. That's going to, you know.
So, the ambulance service and that stuff, we always go at that like it's a static thing, and it's not.
That's the problem.
We always go at it like it's never going to get to be more. It's never going to get bigger, and it's always growing. But I have a question to you as a professional planner. Where do you see all of this warehouse, and they call it warehouse, all of these distribution centers? Where are we going to be with this in 20 years? Are we going to be like we were with all the big schools that they built, and now we have too much of this and nothing to put in these big buildings? Are we going to...
The truth. This borders on opinion. Before you came in, Tom and I were actually discussing just this. 10 years ago, would you have thought, you know, that was going to be the number one thing on the docket and planning commissions, at million square foot facilities coming in? And, you know, they do tend to put them off 84 in these major highways. But if you go to places like Easton, Pennsylvania, or Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, down here, where they've put 16 of them.
Pittston area.
Exactly. In less than 2 years.
It's not even that far.
And they said, "Oh man, there's so many jobs. Yeah. These are right next to the Dixie Cup factory. It's right next to Tostitos. It's right next to Pepsi. It's right next to Gatorade." They already existed and were shipping stuff out. There's at least half of them that are already built, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million square foot facilities with signs on them to rent. And they go, "Oh, Amazon will come in and rent this." Amazon goes around the country and builds their own.
I was just going to say, it doesn't fit.
And they do it. That fits their budget. So, yeah, a lot of these folks are putting millions of dollars into this stuff. A lot of it's getting rented for the time being. From my perspective right now, the U.S. has a population that's not growing. And some of this growth and money in the form of warehouses was not well spent. And I think we're going to have some vacant buildings here, probably.
Well, look at malls.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to go and see, oh, they're putting, they're finding things to put in them, like aquariums, or they're saying, hey, we're going to have a trampoline park for kids and stuff, laser tag. It's all good, but there's already kind of, too many.
Those kind of games don't sustain half a million square foot facility.
No.
And the problem is these facilities are so big
that
the land is destroyed for all other purposes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're the new strip mall. And strip malls happened from the late 60s all the way to the early 90s. And now you go over to Monticello, to the Apollo Mall, you go to these places, and it's like, it's a war zone. And it's the same with Walmarts, too. I mean, those buildings are only supposed to last like 15 years. And, you know, you go over to Honesdale, where I'm from, and there's leaks all over the place. You know, they just patch them and move on. But so, yeah, be careful with warehouses. Professionally is what I would say. Everybody wants to have a warehouse. They want next day delivery on their Amazon items. They want to take care of everybody, but
okay. So then, so then the only thing that we can do is try to impose or suggest measures that are going to mitigate their impact.
Yeah, or I guess you could make building size limit it to almost the point where it's not fiscally beneficial for them to be around.
But if you do that,
it's like terrible. But
if you do that and they want to put a bigger building in, then it's a use not provided for.
And we had that in our ordinance and we struck it.
How do you feel about that?
It was.
He's right, it would be a conditional use. But your use not provided for, it automatically becomes a conditional use.
Okay, so.
No, but you would allow it. You would say it can only be this big.
Yeah, but he's so right. Let's say it's 500,000 square feet. You want to make it smaller. Yeah, but I own a parcel and I can do a million. Well, it doesn't say I'm worth a million. It's nowhere in my ordinance.
Yeah, what we did was we limited it by, we tried to do it limited by lot coverage and setbacks.
Exactly,
that's
a
better way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But that's different. But the problem is,
this
one they're doing now, they meet the lot coverage requirements. Because that's a large...
And is it, but it's not conditional use? It's a primary use to have a million...
No, it's a conditional use.
Conditional, so then you go to a hearing and then...
But a conditional use is still...
If enough...
But I know. I get it. I understand. Done that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, the only other way I've seen it done, and again, I think I brought it up, let's say, say 50,000, 60,000 square foot buildings, the biggest you can build. Anything beyond that may require extra buffer zone, extra setbacks.
So then should there be a list like the extra buffer zones, traffic control? It needs to be within a certain distance of the interstate and use of the interstate and... The fundamental problem we're having here is they're building this facility. They're saying that it's only going to be serviced by Interstate 84. But on LoopNet, they're advertising it as an interconnection with all the facilities they're building in Sussex County. Now, if you're going to do that, they're going straight down the hill across the river in Melford. So it's... And that's obvious. I mean, that's obvious the way you're going to use it. But how do we mitigate those kind of impacts?
Yeah, but the problem is you're merging comprehensive plan with zoning changes.
No, I understand that. Okay. But the comprehensive plan, whenever we get into a lawsuit or we get into making ordinance,
does the
comprehensive plan steer us where we're going?
Right.
Is always the question, right?
Yeah, and that's all I'm trying to do. I'm not, you know, going to write the zoning.
No, you can't.
But I could make
We have to steer one with the other.
Based on growth.
That's the intent.
The intent is sort of trajectory you're going to be in.
Yeah, that's all I can
going
say.
To be in.
We recommend A, B, and C because this is what we're seeing in the projections.
But there's also the part where he's at, though, where we want to move forward to what we want to encourage.
Yeah.
That's in your plan too, right?
Exactly. That's why it's a great conversation to have.
So that part you could put in.
I can tell you, though, I want to talk with Tom Sheffstone. I differ in my philosophy from him, but I appreciate his philosophy. His philosophy is less is more when it comes to zoning code, because, yeah, you might not like the warehouse, but you don't want to write so much in there that requires traffic studies and all these things, because what if that high-tech company comes in and now they're still subject to all that stuff, but it ruins the good opportunity.
That shouldn't ruin the good opportunity.
I know, so we have to be careful, though.
And fundamentally, I agree with him, because it's simpler. It's easier for the average bear to understand, but... Yep. But you have a point. And now here, that's where we need somebody talking other than just us. I don't know what you guys
are thinking. It gets into absolute calculus. I'll talk to him, though, and we'll just make sure that when we outline, you know, some of those recommendations or the projections, that we make sure that we express your desire to have the high tech and some of these things that are more sustainable. And do proper economic development.
Okay, I'm going to just ask a question, because Delaware Township's also doing a planning comprehensive plan. And the only reason I'm asking, Jason, is both have no public input. I mean, nobody's here, and there was nobody at Delaware either. Are we not advertising? People don't care?
We have to get some people here from the public.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't want you to feel bad. Delaware's the same way. Zero.
This is
not
how
one person.
This is how it is in most places. I mean, even counties with comprehensive plans. You did get a lot of feedback in your survey, so that's pretty good engagement.
How many? I'm just curious. What do you think?
That's the survey that was done 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, it's still been up.
Right.
It's been done over several years.
Yeah, I wonder when the last entry was, though.
I think it's about 125. It looks like, because some of the questions were skipped by folks. Maybe 130.
What's our population of this township?
1,500.
1,500.
Was
it that much
now? Yeah.
Well, that's better than last time. Last time they came in, we only had 50.
But we should encourage, and as the Planning Commission, we can have this discussion, we can start to appoint people against their will. No, but if you guys know local business owners, I'm happy to interview them, or local folks that should be a part of this, I'm happy to take time and interview them individually, or if we want to try to start to invite specific people and have them be a part of this committee, you know, appointed by it, that's a good idea, or a combination.
Well, we put it out at the supervisors meeting a couple times I did, that we wanted to have a focus committee of the public.
They put it on the website?
That was what I was just going to ask.
Yeah, I mean, you got it.
Is our survey on the
10%.
Website?
Yes.
Is there anything on the website?
Yeah, what's the term looking for members of the website?
What were you saying?
It's got to be on the township's Facebook or something. No one's going on that Milford Township.
You almost had 10% of your population fill out the survey. Yeah. I mean, that's commendable.
Yep.
As interesting as this is to all of us, and it's my job. I found a lot of times the public doesn't really care, other than once it's adopted, they'll take a gander at it or hear about it in the paper and complain. That's where we're at. But
not in my backyard.
Yeah. But you got a lot of good feedback. All of your thoughts align with the surveys. I can go through a couple of those with you. But I'll leave it up to you. I can talk with Tom about some business owners around the area. But if you have any that you think have a large business or are a fixture in the community, let me know. And I can get them on the docket, start to interview them and engage them.
Do you want to do that? I'm just pointing out, there's no input here. other than you guys. And if that's enough, that's
no, I think we should have some.
I'm just saying.
So let's kick some names around. First off, am I completely off base?
Hey, Patrick.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
How are you?
Yeah, so any kind of type of community leaders, business owners, you know, if you have, you know, historians, literally anything, it'd be great to try to represent all those different types of groups. And you, I don't have to put you on the spot here tonight, too. We can think.
No, about, no. I think we should just take time.
I know you see me every 30 days, and we want to
write down some names of people they think.
Bring it in next time.
Would be worthwhile bringing in.
You'd be willing to put input in that, who we would like to have on focus group from the community?
Sure.
Yeah, you're coming into there being a concern that we don't have very much public input, which is right to say. So.
Yeah. Rachel, I said we're doing also a comprehensive plan in Delaware Township, and we have the same public concern.
Participation.
Nobody. None.
Right.
None.
Well,
and we
didn't advertise a meeting saying specifically that we're looking for a focus group for that particular meeting.
I think
that's
now would be the time to
do
it, now that we're starting to get it set up to where we know which ways we're going.
Well, if we pick a particular meeting date and time, we can put a press release out and tell the public that this is the meeting to come to give
but,
input.
But that needs to be soon. You don't want them when you're already in the weeds, right?
I mean, in the next several months would be good, and I think you're right, we should advertise that.
Don't you want to hear it planning? Just have everybody come that wants to give input?
Yeah, but I have no problem, you know, after the first draft, of course, reaching out to more people and just getting more and more in. I know it can throw some cogs in the machine, but...
Doesn't also kind of waste money, because now you got to rewrite everything. If they're not saying what you already expected them to say...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I might rewrite some. This is a good conversation to have, because we also, when you invite the public to speak... we have to remember that even if 20 people show up and they all have the same opinion and it's totally different than what we have recorded in the survey and the 130 people in the survey and yourselves, we take it in, we record it, and then we match that number, we compare the number of people with that opinion to the number of people with the differing opinion. I say that because I've seen it where I've opened up a feasibility study or a comprehensive plan like this to the public, and at the very last meeting, 25 people showed up pissed off. And it's like, we have a survey that 1,500 people want these results, but because 25 people were so angry, the project was canceled. So let's not do that.
Guys, doesn't that usually happen to you guys at
the
end?
Penn County
when we get to the point where we're ready to have construction on something?
So for me to get this right, so what would happen is we would advertise this meeting. We would hopefully get some people here. He would go ahead and explain the comprehensive plan to these people. Then we would wait for their feedback.
I think it's fair that he presents it and gives our core feelings.
Yeah. Correct.
Where is it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and kind of the...
direction that we're headed
This is where we appear to be on these items. What are your opinions? I could have some additional questions.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to continue to collect, and I apologize for being late, but are you going to continue to collect the same survey as before, a new survey?
So I have the information that was... You know, as recent as yesterday, I think we should shut it down.
Okay.
And we can make the determination to do. I would not do more than a few questions, if any.
Would that be something?
And I would engage by doing.
Well, you got a lot of information out of what's already been answered.
Yes, yes. But engaging the public through a press release is a great idea, and having additional members that are. Or interviewees, key stakeholders in the community, key leaders, and doing interviews of them. Those are three great ways to engage.
So then if we have the press release, we have the evening, you would go ahead and explain what we got going on, the direction that we're headed in. We would be listening to other people with their either objections or their approvals and whatnot.
Yep.
At that time, would you have another survey that we could release to the public and let them know that, by the way, there's a survey on the website with some questions?
Yeah,
and I think that would probably fulfill a lot.